Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic.
Luke 9:62. Jesus said to him, "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." When it says looking back, it is talking about the things that's left behind. You know, when you're plowing in your fields, you don't really want your rows to be crooked. You want them to be straight. And so when you're plowing, if you're looking back, you're going to have crooked rows. It's the same way here. The word of the Lord is saying that if you put your hand to the plow, talking about you've given your life to the Lord, you've accepted you've repented of your sins, and you've accepted living a life that pleases the Lord. If you're saved, if you're a believer, if you're trusting and following in the Lord, then you shouldn't be looking back at what you left behind or what you used to do or the fun you used to have. If you're doing that, you're looking back, and the word of the Lord says you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Distractions keep you from moving forward. They keep you from taking your time and moving purposefully with the Lord. You know, it takes your focus off the Lord. Distractions, you know, not only take your focus off the Lord, but that can cause you to become preoccupied, you know, like just things that don't really matter that much is your attention. You're preoccupied with those things. But Jesus told us in Matthew 7:14, "Small is the gate and narrow and difficult to travel is the path that leads the way to everlasting life, and there are few who find it." I'm sorry, let me go back and read that. "But small is the gate and narrow and difficult to travel is the path that leads the way to life, and there are few who find it." And when it's talking about life, it's talking about everlasting life, eternal life. We have to put our eyes on Jesus and keep it there. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You can't look to the left or the right. You can't look behind. You have to keep your focus on what is in front of you. And Jesus is who is in front of you. You know, you don't want your rows to be crooked. You want them to be nice and tight. You want them to be narrow, you know, just wide enough to give the seed that you plant room to grow. So you can't be looking back. You have to keep your eyes focused in front. You can't keep drudging up things from the past. You got to keep looking at Jesus. You can't look back at how much fun you used to have. You've got to keep your eyes on Jesus. You know, the horses on a farm, sometimes they'll put blinders on them, you know, so that the horses don't look all around or whatever, especially in the city. A horse that's pulling a wagon or pulling a buggy, you know, or a racehorse, they put blinders on them, which is something on the side of their face, their head, that blocks the eyes and keeps them from looking around, so they're not easily distracted. They can only look what they can only see what is in front of them, unless they turn their head all the way around. And so now if you turn your head around, you definitely are not going to be able to run in a straight line for the race. If you turn your head all around, you're not going to be able to pull the buggy or pull the wagon in the way that it needs to be pulled. It's going to be going all different kinds of directions because you're turning your head, and when you turn your head, your body moves. And so we don't want to be like that. We want to have blinders on when it comes to Christ Jesus. We want to block everything out and only focus on Christ Jesus, because those blinders will prevent us from being distracted. It will prevent us from taking our focus off of Christ Jesus. And one of the main things that is distracting for a lot of people today is money. You know, 1 Timothy 6:10, it says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness." So, you know, I don't think money is bad. You know, it has its place, its rightful place. It's necessary and it's needed. But when you do things to get more money and your focus is not on Christ Jesus, then something's going to go wrong. Something's going to go wrong. I was looking at an episode of The Lincoln Lawyer, and this wealthy man who had more than one business was trying to buy some people out, which, you know, would cause these people to be displaced, but he wanted their property. He wanted where they lived, and he wanted the businesses in that area. And so he was offering $1.5 million to two different ladies. And one of them refused to sell. And because she refused to sell, the other one couldn't sell her property either. Well, this businessman didn't care that, you know, her home was of sentimental value to her. He just wanted her home. He wanted to demolish it and put something else there. And so when he couldn't get her to agree, when he could not buy her out, he became aggressive, and his aggression was fueled by his greed and his selfishness. So that's an evil thing that happened. Money is not bad, but when we do things, you know, that is not right, when we allow money to cause us to become different in our behavior, then we have taken our eyes off of Jesus. And so to me, that was a very good example of the love of money was a great example of taking our eyes off of Jesus and how sin can enter in. And I'm sure there are other things that, you know, people think about, like relationships, partying with their friends. You know, you get to remembering how it used to be, and you get to missing all the fun and everything. And we've forgotten that, you know, we're not supposed to be unequally yoked in our relationships. You know, we've forgotten that we should come out from among them and be separate. You know, we forgot that we're to present our bodies as a holy sacrifice unto the Lord. You know, we forget all these things because we're distracted, you know. But in verse 60 of the same chapter that we're reading, Luke 9, the man who wanted to go back and bury his father, now he was looking back, and he was looking back at what he was leaving behind. But he was also looking at the opinion of other people. You know, what it, I can imagine, I don't know what he thought, but in my mind, you know, if I don't go back and bury my father, people will be talking about me, or my relatives will be angry with me, or everybody will feel like I disrespected my father or whatever. You know, he just began to use his father's death as an excuse of why he needed to go back. It was his responsibility to bury his father. But Jesus told him, you know, let the dead bury the dead, you know. So I don't know if the scripture says it. It's not plain to me if he continued to follow the Lord or if he went back. I think he went back because he was looking for an excuse to go back. But, you know, the excuse wasn't enough. It wasn't a good excuse because the Lord told him to let the dead bury the dead. And so we put, you know, what we say is important ahead of God, you know, in the name of fun, recreation. We miss our friends. We miss our dinner parties. Some of us miss clubbing. You know, you enjoy telling the stories about your past. You're proud of it, you know. You dwell on it a lot and you bring it up a lot. Why? Because your focus is not on Jesus, but your focus is on what was in your past, what you used to do and how you used to do. So these things shouldn't really matter, you know, because they're distracting us. They're not good for our growth. You know, I don't know how anybody can move forward in the Lord if they're looking back. The Lord says, if you're looking back, you're not fit for the kingdom.
Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.